Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tune in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Bairdale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour prayer from 7 to 8, Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you at any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of telephone at area code 850-675-6079, or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you. And I pray.
Amen. And I'm glad that God has come here to provide a deliverer. Amen. And we're going to see that we're all everywhere in the Word of God that there is deliverance, there is a deliverer. There is someone who delivers, and just guess, it is the same one from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 and verse number 16. And I would hope that most folks could quote this, especially children, by the time they reach the age of 5 or 6, should be able to, I would hope to quote this. If they've been in church a time or two, they ought to have heard this verse. Amen. For God so loved the world. Now, that's not the trees. That's not the animals out there. That's not, amen, the rivers, the lakes, and the forests. When he says world, he's talking about humanity. Amen, human beings. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved or delivered. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you, sir, for your presence. Sir, your presence that I have been made to know, God, since early this morning. Sir, I beseech you to minister, sir, in this house this morning, that you may, God, come in this place with, God, your mighty power, your spirit, your conviction, that you may come with your unction and your anointing, that you may touch, God, this vessel, that we may speak as of the oracles of you, that we may declare the whole counsel of God, that we may declare God in purity and truth, God in long-suffering and in doctrine, God, in great love that you have sent your Son. Let us declare the Word of God in the same fashion, in the same manner. That God, every ear should hear, every heart should receive of the things of God this morning. Let it find good ground. Sir, we bind every spirit that would hinder, every spirit that God that would cast doubt, we bind in the name of Jesus. That's your will, that it might be done in this house this morning. For we ask it, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, give you the glory and the honor. And everybody said amen. This is the most blessed passage of Scripture, what I consider to be the central theme of everything the Bible has to say, is summed up in this short little passage of Scripture. Primarily can sum it up all in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, not that believed or is going to believe, but that believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. This is why Jesus came. Amen. Jesus didn't come just to pay a visit to mankind. He came to be the supreme sacrifice. Why, Brother Joe? Because there had to be a sacrifice for sin. Man sinned in the garden. Amen. I can tell you this morning that you don't have to teach a child how to do wrong. Amen. Because when man fell in that garden, amen, man became a fallen creature. Amen. Instead of bearing the likeness of God, he brought on himself the likeness of a sinful Satan. Amen. And the one who departed from God. Yes. Amen. All of the bare characteristics of the flesh and carnality. Amen. Come from the... Amen. Jesus, let me just say it like Jesus did. Amen. Jesus told them in John chapter 8, you know the deeds of your father. Your father is the devil. Amen. That's what he said. You can take it up with the Lord. Man, when he fell in that garden, he fell because he obeyed Satan rather than God. Amen. Therefore, he became the, amen, if you will, the sibling of that enemy, the child of Satan. Amen. He fell from grace. Amen. Instead of having a nature like God, instead of having a nature that was pure and whole and righteous, and Brother Joe, you shouldn't say such things like that. Amen. I declare we better say such things like that. Amen. I can assure you this morning that this doctrine that goes around, it says this universal salvation teaching and, amen, the universal fatherhood of God. Amen. No, God's not everybody's father. Amen. God is the creator of all humanity, but He's not everybody's father. Amen. He's the father of those who have repented and believed, amen, upon the name of Jesus Christ, amen, and are born again. And God is their father. Amen. Otherwise, amen, their father is the devil, just like Jesus said. Amen. Yes, I too once was in that place. Amen. Amen. My life was not controlled by, amen, the purity and the teaching of the Word of God. I was bound. Amen. The Word of God said in Ephesians chapter 2 that we were carnal, sold under sin. Amen. What did that mean, Brother Joe? That I was a slave to sin. Amen. Because it was part of what I was. Amen. It was part of me. Amen. You see that man that's born of a woman. Amen. Born in this world. He's born under that fall. He's born sold under sin. Amen. I know Brother Joe's not going to get into the, amen, to the thing about an age of accountability and all that. I'm going to let God sort that out. Amen. But there comes a time, you hear Brother Joe, amen, when man knows that he's lost and undone. Amen. He's been made away of his sinful condition. Amen. And the Word of God teaches us that the end of the, amen, of those who live sinful lives is not going to be heaven, but it's going to be a place that God has not prepared for man, but He's prepared it for the devil and his angels. But God has given man a choice. Amen. Where he can spend eternity. Amen. He can spend it, amen, in the presence of God. If he's a mind to take, amen, a hold of God's deliverance plan and be delivered from his inheritance that he's received. Amen. And be bound to have another inheritance that is greater than we can imagine. Amen. But all this morning, brothers and sisters, amen, I can tell you that when I was born the first time. I was born sold under sin. Amen. I was born a sinful being. Amen. Jesus looked at His disciples and said, "Ye are from below. I am from above." Amen. Well, you hear, Brother Joe, this morning, there is nothing, amen, that is going to heaven that did not come from heaven. Amen. Oh, I'd like to tell you this morning, amen, that what God has purged and cleansed, amen, is clean. And what He has not is unclean. Amen. So here we see that the Word of God, amen, I find it hard to comprehend myself, amen, how that God, amen, could love mankind that turned on Him in the garden when He made everything right, put Him in a place that was perfect to live. Yet man sided up with the enemy of God in the garden. Well, Brother Joe, amen, I can't be held accountable for what my forefathers did. Amen, you and I were born in that. God's not accountable. God's accountable in this, that He saw fit to love you and I enough to provide a remedy. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God's not the author, amen, of sin. God's not the author of the damnation that sin creates. Amen. What about the sick and the babies and the hurting and the dying? Sin, amen, is what has produced all of those things. Sinful humanity, amen. God has sent a remedy. Amen. You hear, Brother Joe, this morning, if everybody would have received that remedy, if every man, woman, boy, and girl, amen, would believe upon Christ of the truth, walk with Him, there would not be near the iniquity, the horror, and the sorrow that is in the world that is there today. No, God was great enough and kind enough, amen, greater than that, greater than my mind can comprehend. God saw fit, amen, to make a remedy for what had happened in the garden. Amen. That remedy would require His only begotten Son, the only one that is worthy, whose blood is pure. Amen. And it is unique of its own self. That's why we sing, "Are you washed in the blood?" Amen. There's only one thing that will cover sin, brothers and sisters. Amen. That's the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not talking about a natural, amen, but I'm talking about a spiritual work. Amen. Oh, that will wash us unto regeneration. You see, when man sinned in the garden, God killed animals, made coats for them to wear, and for the blood of that substitute, amen, He accepted it until the fullness was to come. Amen. As one who had been substituted for another, Christ is my substitute. Amen. And Him that bore my sin and your sin to the tree. Amen. Without Him, we have no means of being made sinless in the sight of God. Oh, but through Him, we have one who can make us as if we have never sinned before God. I don't know about you, that thrills me. Amen. I said that thrills me. Every time Brother Joe, amen, looks at a broken home, every time Brother Joe looks at a messed up life, every time Brother Joe looks at a drug addict, every time Brother Joe, amen, looks at all of these atrocities of life, Brother Joe sees the byproduct of sin and what it produces. Amen. And then I remember that God, amen, has made a remedy. God has prepared a deliverance. Amen. Oh, my God, and it is the duty and the calling of the church, amen, that we are to carry this gospel message of deliverance to a world that is bound and lost and undone. Amen. Not only that, if I'm to carry that message, I should live that deliverance life. My life should be a, amen, testimony that I have been delivered, amen, from a sinful estate. I've been delivered from, amen, being a slave of Satan. I've been delivered from being a bondservant of the God of this world. And now, amen, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is a real deliverance. Amen. My mind is, God began to deal with my heart yesterday and last night. Amen. I began to, amen, to think about throughout the Word of God. Amen. How that God, amen, had wrought such great deliverances, amen, throughout the Word of God, and amen, and showing us that we live in a world today that wants to belittle or to, amen, to mock or to try to preach some kind of halfway deliverance or, amen, some fake. But there is a reality this morning, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, the Word of God said in Ephesians chapter 2, I believe it was, or chapter 1, ye who sometimes were, amen, signifying that God delivers men, women, boys, and girls from a life of sinfulness and a life of ungodliness. Amen. He will deliver you and I this morning. Amen. Well, we got a lot of deliverances we want to cover in a short time to get there. Amen. Listen, I look in the Word of God, and I'll find a, amen, God, amen, had a deliverance. The first deliverance plan that we see, we find it in the book of Genesis chapter 3 when, amen, God summoned Lucifer up, amen, and brought him up and stood him before Adam and Eve, amen, and began to tell him, amen, that the seed of that woman is going to bruise his head and you'll bruise his heel, amen. God said, I'm going to set forth the deliverance. There's been a mess made here, amen, there's been a real atrocity, amen, but there is going to come a deliverer, hallelujah. Later on when the law would be instituted, we're going to look in the book of Exodus in a few moments, amen, and we're going to walk through that, amen. They, every time that they killed a sacrifice, they looking forward to, amen, when that deliverer would come, and he'd be taken to a tree, amen, and hung between two thieves, nailed to a cross, amen, to God, but he's a deliverer. It may have looked like that he lost to the world. It may have looked like a sham. It may have looked like it maybe was a failure. Oh, but I'm telling you, hallelujah, he wrought mine and your deliverance. Amen. Hanging between heaven and earth. Amen. On the outskirts of Jerusalem. Amen. He done the work that was required. Amen. So that you and I could be free from sin this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So here, if we look back in the Word of God, I want to go all the way back to Genesis. Amen. In the book of Genesis, amen, we find that there had come a time, didn't go very far in Genesis before we got there, when the Bible says that men's thoughts were evil continually in the days of Noah. Amen. And that their thoughts will just continue. I mean, I think about it. I wonder if we haven't arrived about that same place. Amen. If we are there today, I believe we are. Amen. The Word of God said the second coming of this Christ. Amen. Give us a mark as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man, amen. As it was in the days of Lot, the Word of God shows us. And Mark says, amen, in Luke chapter 21, amen, marking off those days and giving us the type so that we see that we're at the point that He's going to come back for His church, for His delivered. Amen to God. He's going to bring about a final deliverance, amen, of His church. Hallelujah. Amen. Think about that. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah. Noah, amen, was 500 years old. The Word of God said, and begat his wife. He begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Amen. And by the 500 years, that tells me they was triplets born. Amen. I thought, well, the way Brother Joe knows, you have three kids. Amen. Three children in 1 year. Except you got three wives. And the Bible doesn't say Noah had three. Amen. So there's three that were born that year. God began to deal with Noah. Amen. He said that man was wicked continually. But he said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Some people make a mockery of grace today. But I'm telling you, when you're facing the deal, when you're facing destruction, amen, I'm telling you, grace is a wonderful thing. People make a mockery of it today, but there'll come a time, you hear, Brother Joe, amen, when they stand before Him, amen, that they'll tremble and weep, amen, because they rejected the grace of God. And the only thing that is left to them is the absolute wrath and God's destruction. You hear, Brother Joe? It's on this morning. Amen. If God's going to have the final say. God's created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Don't matter what, how many folks run around, amen, with the Darwinistic nuts, amen, that we have today. God put this world in existence. Amen. He spoke it in existence. Amen. He set mankind, in the, amen, in this earth. And you hear, Brother Joe, when it's time, he's going, amen, to finish it all up. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to roll that scroll shut, amen, on one dispensation and roll it open on another. We've had a lot of folks try to play with that, try to twist it and turn it. Amen. But God's the one that's in control. What you saying that for, Brother Joe? Amen. I can tell you that we will, everyone, give an answer, amen, to God with what we have done with His deliverance plan. Amen. That's right. Oh, I heard Him say that every knee's going to bow. Every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father of things above the earth, in the earth, and beneath the earth. Amen. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What you mean, Brother Joe? We're going to give an answer of what we've done with God's deliverance. Amen. What have we done with it? Amen. Because God's going to have the final say. The Word of God shows us several resurrections. Amen. Shows us a resurrection under the great white throne judgment. Amen. And in Revelation, amen, and says these words, blessed and holy are they that have part in the first resurrection, for it is the resurrection unto life. Amen. Oh, well, who's in that resurrection, Brother Joe? Them that have believed upon the Lamb of God. Them that have confessed their sins and repentance. Amen. Them that are born again. It's a resurrection not to death, but unto life. The second resurrection is not a resurrection to life. It is a resurrection to stand in the great white throne judgment. Amen. For the ungodly. Amen. Those who have rejected Christ will stand there. Amen. And the Word of God said, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Yes. And their life will be played back. Amen. Oh, my God. They didn't have to be there. They had the option, amen, to be in another resurrection. Listen. It's a dark time in Genesis chapter 6. God said, amen, I'm going to destroy every living thing off the face of the earth. When God says He's going to destroy every living thing off the face of the earth, He means what He says. Amen. You know, there's a lot of, if you study the, amen, creation science, you find that there's no way that you could have a Grand Canyon out yonder. Amen. The way that it is, except that there had been a huge flood. And a huge amount of water had backwashed because one of the river that's downhill now, amen, flowed from the land above it goes uphill. You tell Brother Joe how you get that except that there was a mighty flood. Amen. I can tell you everything that true science backs up the Word of God right down to the tossing of the T and the dotting of the I. Amen to God. The God that we serve and we know will set in judgment. But here's Noah. He's a devout man. He's a just man. Amen. God says to him, now, Noah, the destruction of all living things has come before him. Man has come up. He's evil. He says, amen. And I'm going to destroy him off the face of the earth. And what happened, Brother Joe? God said to Noah, I want you to build an ark. I want you to build that ark. I want you to build it 400 cubits long. Amen. 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high. Yeah. Amen. So, amen, you can figure that up in by mathematics if you want to. Amen. That's somewhere around a 600 foot long. Amen. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 75. Amen. A feet wide and about, amen, about 45 feet high. Pretty good sized boat. Amen to God. God said, I want you to build it. Amen. I want you to build it out of gopher wood. Gopher wood's hard to build with. But once you build it, it'll hang in there. Amen. God knew that boat's going to be in for a ride. You hear me? Woo! Ooh, hallelujah. I said, God knew that boat's going to be in for a ride. Amen. I don't know about you, but I can't even probably imagine, but I can think a little bit. Amen. When the mountains of the great deep are being broken up, amen, that ark is not sitting on calm waters. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a storm-tossed, amen, ride that Noah and his, amen, the eight inhabitants of that ark and those animals had for, amen, for a few days. Amen to God, because God is destroying everything that is outside of that ark is coming to naught. Amen. My God in heaven. Amen. Only eight folks out of the whole world, amen, are going to arrive in that new dispensation. You hear me? Amen. Oh, my God. That Brother Joe tell you that not all these professors, amen, are going to arrive, amen, in the other dispensation. You hear me? Amen. But them that are truly on the ark, amen. Hallelujah. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? Them that are in Christ. Absolutely. The ark is the type of Christ. Amen. Is it really? Yes. There's a door in the side. He's pierced in the side. There's a window in the upper chamber. Amen. That dove is released. Amen. That's a type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some people said that dove never landed until it come down. Amen. To Bethabara. Amen. On Jordan. When John's baptizing Jesus. Amen. And the fear of God descended in the form of a dove and lit upon him. Amen. Oh, here, Brother Joe. God's going to destroy the world, but He's got a plan. No, I want you to build an ark. I want you to make it out of gopher wood. I want you to put a door in the side. I want you to put a window in the top. I want you to put a lower chamber. Amen. And God saw to it the animals were taken care of. Amen. What you saying, Brother Joe? God's got a deliverance plan, but it's something we got to do. It's something we got to do. Amen. As sure as Noah had to build the ark, as sure as Noah had to get on board when God said get on board, amen, you and I, we're going to have to do what God said in that book. Amen. We're going to have to call on the name of the Lord. We're going to have to believe God. We're going to have to repent of our sins. Amen. We're going to have to obey what this book says. Amen to God. If I'm going to arrive in the place that I want to go, amen, I'm going to have to obey what God said in the book. Amen. I can't cut no corners. Amen. God ain't going to weaken nobody's temple living. Amen. If they want to live ungodly, amen, then they're not abiding in Christ. I don't care what the excuse is. Amen. There is no excuse for sin. Amen. There is no excuse that will bring about a washing or a covering for sin. There's only one remedy for sin. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hear me this morning. I'm preaching to you. Amen. God's deliverance plan. Woo. My Bible said the first time that Noah was 500 years old, He said, that's not a, amen, I'll not always strive with man. He said, 120 years. Amen. He said it for the time. Then the Bible says and shows us that when Noah, amen, was 600 years old, 2 months and 17 days, God had cut, amen, almost 20 years off of that time. God had shortened the days. Amen. My God in heaven, I'm telling you, I believe He said He'd shorten the days for the elect's sake. Except there be no
way. We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart, and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. Preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email, tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know him, may you find him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Jones.